100 to 102. Today FM. The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. Unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
53102 is our text number if you want a famous shout out or send us a brief about your business to live@todayfm.com and we'll give you shout outs later on. Carlo based SiteLock has been trying to stop the theft and vandalising of bikes since 2014. They've developed a new secure bike parking system for public areas. The system means that you can secure a dozen bikes in one car parking space. It's very neat. I've seen photographs of it. Louise Murphy and Stephen Murphy, husband and wife team, are directors of SiteLock, and they have come from Carlo to join us on the Sunday Business Show to join Team SBS. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Carlo.
Paint the picture, please, Louise, of what this your SiteLock lock bike system is.
Of course, Conal. Thanks for having us on today.
You're very welcome.
Well, basically, Stephen's a very keen cyclist and had his very nice, expensive bike parked under the stairs for many years. And what we found is that there are a lot of bikes parked under stairs in garden sheds and they get taken out.
And on the balconies of apartments, you can see them all beautifully there. Yeah.
Absolutely. And they get taken out for a spin at the weekends. And what we found with our research, and we did a huge amount of research into the increase in cycling and the increase in it being used as a mode of transport, is that people are happy to cycle their bikes, want the whole health and fitness side of it, and want to use it as a matter of commuting. But there's nowhere to park their bike when they get to their destination. So there's a huge amount of infrastructure and a lot of funding behind it. But the problem is that once you get to your destination, where do you park your bike? And that's where we come up with SiteLock.
And you've been going for almost 3 years now, is it?
That's correct, yes. But we were working on it, I suppose, before we established the company in 2014. We were working on the design of this. So a huge amount of work has gone into that.
And you've actually made some serious progress, Stephen.
Yes, indeed, we have. We've signed a contract with one of the world's largest tech giants, which is actually based in Cork. And we
which one? You need to tell me.
Which one?
Yeah.
Oh my God! I'll give you a hint.
It begins with an A, does it?
And they produce.
they don't produce.
They
fruit.
Produce phones, and they produce.
And what's that? What does that mean to the company? I should have said from the very outset. And I found this really interesting, that all of the parts are made in Ireland.
Yes.
Like it's actually quite rare for us on the Sunday Business Show to have real manufacturing of that type on the show nowadays.
Well, that's very near and dear to us. I mean, we are an Irish company. We're very proud of that. And we're proud to be working with all manufacturers based in Ireland.
You should give them all a shout out because you told
Absolutely.
Me about them.
Absolutely. Yeah. We use AMS in Cork for our aluminium extrusions. We use GSD in Dublin for our software cloud-based technology. And we use Future Plastics in Leakslip.
These things look like, because again, you showed me photographs of it, they look like small garden sheds. They're very, very neat design, though.
They're wedge-shaped, and it's a modular unit that can be installed in all different shapes and models and make use of dead space. And they're built from very, very robust materials. The roofs and doors are of a very high-density thermoform plastic, and security is the biggest thing that we pride ourselves on. We have a bespoke technology, so it's not too dissimilar to Dublin City Bikes, except we provide the lockers and you bring your own bike, because there's a lot of expensive bikes out there and people are not really getting to use them. In fact, like, there's 14,000 cycling journeys on the canal every day, and it's on the rise every day of every week. But when people arrive to their destination, they're not too happy strapping a 2,000 euro bike to a railing or a lamppost or what have you. So SiteLock completely covers that. And we have, back at the SiteLock monitoring hub, we have 24/7 monitoring of the bikes that are parked, and we can alert the customer of a possible breach of
the
security.
You in the blue hoodie.
Correct, yeah.
Get away from that
Step
bike.
Step away from the bike, yes. So we've had a very good reception. We spent most of the summer in California and San Francisco.
At your own huge expense, you were telling me.
It was a huge expense, but it was very, very fruitful. And Louise got over 45 top-tier companies, tech giants, and got high-level meetings with them. And we sat down with a number of different mayors in the cities surrounding San Francisco and California, and they took to the product very, very well. So we have quoted for a lot of business, and coming up this summer now, we hope to be doing installations in the large tech giant that we just spoke about.
But over in San Francisco.
In San Francisco as well. There's a worldwide project going to come out of that.
Yeah.
Now, we have had a huge amount of support from Irish Rail as well. We're very proud of that.
Why? What do they do for you?
We have the Cyclock units in Houston Station and Pierce Street Station.
Yeah.
And we're actually launching an event next week for offering Cyclock for €1 per day. It's a promotion with the bright evenings and the mornings getting better. People encourage them to cycle in and park in safety. So,
if somebody wants to give their employees a Cyclock, Louise, how much would it cost to install a unit?
It depends on the model that they're looking for. They can purchase.
There's a very furtive look over to Stephen there to see what are you going to say. I'm here for the listeners. You see, I have to explain to them now what's going on.
It does actually depend on what they're looking at. The two models that we have is that we can have the unit purchased outright, which we find a lot of our corporates do, that they prefer to purchase the unit, mm-hmm. and then we manage it all for them. And it depends on how many units that they would like. So
I can see where this is going to go. I'm not going to find out, am I?
So we negotiate different prices with clients depending on
their
needs.
Are we talking about hundreds of thousands per unit?
Per unit, you can have a full 12 locker unit installed and delivered for €25,000.
Okay, but that's it finished then. Except but the monitoring continues after that,
yes,
does it?
Yes, it continues after that. So we look after all of the... Basically, all we need is space and power. And after that, we look after everything else. So we come and do a site maintenance, and we make sure that...
Sounds like an obvious thing for apartment blocks.
Absolutely. We are looking into the commercial and residential space because we see that a lot of people are cycling. In fact, in San Francisco, some of the new bills there don't even have car parking spaces available, but they provide for bike parking. So we don't want people to have to bring their bikes up in lifts and leave them out in balconies and small apartments.
It's obvious almost.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that they can leave them in a safe and secure unit downstairs. And they can leave their belongings in there too, their helmets and their jackets, because we have hooks and we have a little shelf inside, and it's all weatherproof. So it's very, very safe and secure.
Your garden mower and everything else.
No, whatever you can fit in there, absolutely.
A final question, because we have run out of time. Husband and wife team, I love asking this question. Do you really get on well?
We have our moments.
Well, everybody has that, I think.
But no, Louise has her core skill set. She's a very good marketeer. She's won an awful lot of awards. We won the Bank of Ireland Awards 2 years consecutively. We won the Design Awards in Italy for the best street furniture. And I kind of provide the funding and look after the sales and support to her.
Speaking of funding, I know I just said it was the last question, but here's the second last question. Funding, do you need funding?
We'll always be open to speaking to potential funders or VCs. To date, we've self-funded ourselves.
And they will find you where?
They will find us in Carlow.
Under the name Cyclock. Cyclock.
Cyclock, yeah.
.ie. Very good. Cyclock.ie.
That's correct.
That is Stephen and Louise Murphy. Thank you very much for joining us and joining Team SBS. We will be back to find out if you have sold any to the mayors of San Francisco and etc. Because we do follow up. In fact, we'll be doing a follow up on a seaweed bar in a few minutes. But first of all, we're going to take a quick ad break.
100 to 102, Today FM, the Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, so convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.